Welcome to our celebration service for Easter. I love today. It's the greatest day of the week, of the year, sorry. And what we're going to look at today is the talk is going to be called The Best Deal Ever, okay? The Best Deal Ever. And we're going to come out of Romans 10:9 that says this: if you declare Jesus is Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What an amazing bit of scripture that is. That's exactly what Tony was doing now. He knows that in his heart, and he carries that, which all of us should do, that whenever we meet somebody who wants to meet God, who desires to meet with Jesus, that they too can pray that simple prayer. If they confess he is Lord and believe he rose from the dead, then they will be saved. And that's for all eternity. And so we look at today. We are celebrating today. Everyone in this room is celebrating Easter today, the resurrection day. Some of them are celebrating because it's bank holiday and they don't have to go to work tomorrow. Is that you? Yeah? It certainly is me. Hands up if you're celebrating because of that one. Yes. And others here today, you're celebrating because today's the day you get lots of Easter eggs bought for you. Is that you today? You like chocolate? Anyone like chocolate in the house? Yeah? See, I love chocolate, but it doesn't do my body any good. And the doctors have told me you've got to stop eating all that stuff and start eating some healthy food. But you know what the big problem is? It's my mother-in-law. She still thinks I'm an eternal child. And she buys me eggs, and then Debbie gets me eggs, and she knows that these little cream eggs are my big weak spot. And so as much as I'm trying to eat good stuff now, I've got loads of it to get through. But there are others here today, most of us here today. We are celebrating today because today we celebrate the anniversary of the first time we realised that Jesus had really rose from the dead. It isn't just the story. He wasn't just a man. This was God come into the world, defeated death. He went into death, rose again, and he is alive today, and he is with us today. Can I hear an amen to that? And so today is an amazing day. It's like not just us here today, but a third of the world today, it's about 3 billion people, are celebrating today because they know this Jesus in their heart. They've met the Jesus, they've read about him, they've heard about him. Somehow this God of the universe has come to live in their heart. It is the most important day of all of history. History is broken into two halves, before Christ was born and then after Christ was born. And Jesus came into the world with a message for each one of us that Tony shared earlier with his driver guy. And that is that Jesus promises us forgiveness for everything that we have ever done wrong. Imagine what a privilege that is. And Christians, if you've been Christians 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, doesn't matter. Never lose the awe of that. Everything that you've ever done in your life, even turning up late for church, you get forgiven from that. Amen? Forgiven for everything. Jesus promises that, and he promises to accept us. We don't have to reach a certain standard. We come to him as you are, and then God will work with you from there. And he promises to bless us in our lives, every day of our life, that he would lift us up, build us up, be with us, give us wisdom, and bring fruitfulness out in our life. That's what he promises us. And then he also promises a place in heaven to be with him in paradise forever. Now, if you ask me, that is the best deal ever. I like doing a deal. I'm a businessman as well. But nothing like that. Because you know what? It comes without cost. You don't pay for it. You cannot earn God's salvation. It might cost you your life, but it doesn't cost anything. It's very simple. We just come to him and we ask. And you know what? When it comes to heaven, I remember coming to Christ, a bit like the guy on the screen earlier. I couldn't believe it. It was just the most amazing thing that I had this new energy inside, this new life. I knew Christ had somehow, by his Holy Spirit, had come into my life, into my heart. And I didn't know any Christians at the time, didn't go to church at the time. I just read the Bible. But he came into my heart. But when I finally got to church about a year later and they started talking about heaven, I thought, I just don't get it. Eternal life, I can't get that. It's a bit too far for me. And then suddenly I was in a hospice. Can't believe that I was there. But before that, I was a doorman throwing people out and all that kind of stuff, doing what they have to do. It was my door. And the next thing I know, I'm in a church with two old biddies either side with my hands raised in the air, and I'm singing. And they said, well, why don't you go to the hospice and help us out there? So I thought, why not? And I'm sitting in the hospice. And suddenly I'm surrounded by people that are dying, people that haven't got that long left to live. I'm singing this song and suddenly it dropped. It made sense to me. That if God has created me, God has made me to be the person that I am, and he loves me. I knew that God loved me. From the Old Testament, New Testament, I knew that God loved me. He created me and he made me and he loved me. There's no way that he would snuff me out. There's no way that the end of my life would be the finish. And suddenly my whole life looked different. Whole life. And that's what he wants one of us here today. And so Easter is all about Jesus. He came to earth. He came down from heaven. And he said that I'm God. And then he proved that he was God by the miracles that he did in his life. Miracles after miracles, gave sight to the blind, cripples, got up and walked. He had compassion on everybody who suffered, came alongside them, taught us stuff we would never think of, loving your enemies. What a struggle that is for us. He said that. And so he proved he was God. And he also told us over 300 other prophetic words that would happen in his life, death, and resurrection. He told us that in the Old Testament, and they all came true. And he also told us 3 times that he was going to die. Now, it had never been done before. No one, if I said to you, I'm going to die, and after 3 days I'm going to rise again, you would know that I'm a complete nutcase. Oh, well, you would, wouldn't you? But there's his disciples around him, when they said that, it was so beyond their understanding that they just couldn't get it. But 3 times he said, I'm going to die and I'm going to rise. Guess what? He did. And the good news is that Jesus is alive today. Can I hear an amen to that? Come on. And so I remember my first prayer. I didn't even know what prayer was really. And now I know it's talking to God, being with him. I can remember laying there on the bed. I'd got halfway through the Bible. Remember, I didn't have anyone witnessing to me. I just read. And suddenly I looked up to the ceiling and I said, God, I'm fed up with living my life my way. I made a mess of it, God. I just want to live your way from now. I could tell from Scripture that he knew best and I didn't. I mean, at that moment, something happened in me. At that moment, Christ came to live in my heart. I was in a mess, guys, proper. Financially, I was skint. I'd been earning loads of money. And as someone got up and shared earlier, it was all going on alcohol and the wrong way of life. I was skint. I had nothing. I was living in a house where there were cement mixers in one room. Nothing was finished. I had one room that had no heating in it. I lived in there for a couple of years. Nothing. I had nothing. I was emotionally broken. The relationship that I had at the time, I had 2 children with her that I love dearly today, but they had broken up. That had gone to pieces. I was in a mess. Physically, I was abusing my body with alcohol all day, all night, all over the weekend, just abusing it in any way that I could and wanting to at the time. Life was a complete disaster. And God got hold of me. Christ came into my heart. And he accepted me for who I was. I couldn't believe it. And I wasn't religious. I wasn't holy. I wasn't anywhere near like being a good person. I didn't even like myself. He did. And he started to build me up. And he started to bless me. And I started to notice changes in my life where I did start to like myself. And others wanted to talk to me more as well. There was massive things, changes going in my life. And all I know is that God was good to me and has been good to me ever since. And that is what I want for every person in the room today. Whatever start you've had, and some of us I know have really not had a good start in life. Mine wasn't that bad, but I know some really not good. Really not good. God wants to come to you today. He said there, if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved and God will come into your life and God will start to help you like he helped me. He's here today for that. What does it mean that God, we've got to make him our Lord? What does that mean? It means that we start to realize that he knows best. That he has got a plan and purpose for each one of us here. And we might think we're wise, we might have degrees and letters after our name, but we know nothing compared to God. And he will bring his wisdom into your heart. He will bring his life into yours. And suddenly you'll feel like amazing, exactly like the guy earlier shared with us. That's what he wants to do for us. That's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. Resurrecting in us to bring us new life that only comes from God. And there's a problem. And do you know what the problem is? The problem is you. And the problem is me. The problem is we always want our own way. Yeah, we want to do things how we want to do them. We don't care about God. Yeah, I know better. We want to do that. Let's ask you a question. And when we do that, it offends God, okay? It offends God, separates us from him, and it's called sin. And so have you got a problem with that? Is like, does anyone in the house think that I've sinned? Yeah. You want to chat to the person next to you for a little while? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. Well, it's an easy one to sort out that anyway. Just ask Deb. She knows, me wife. She knows that I sin. Nothing like I used to be. But sometimes I might lose it a little bit, say a little thing that I shouldn't have done. But the problem is we all do it. And Jeremiah the prophet said, out of the heart becomes deceit. The heart is deceitful above all things and is broken. It's eternally sick. And who can understand it? And Jesus himself, when he came, said, you know, I know that there's loving people here. I know that. I'm not saying you're not loving at all. But I'm saying there's a sickness about our hearts, guys. Out of it, Jesus said, come evil thoughts, theft, murder, envy, slander, sexual immorality. What man can't get up to, you know, you look into Gaza at the minute, they're sending food in now. There's gangs getting hold of the food and selling it on the black market. It was the same with Live Aid. They send truck loads over there. We got a little bit involved with that. And what happened was that people were getting hold of the trucks and selling the trucks, you know. What man will do? And I watched a film the other day that I recommend everybody should watch. It's called The Sound of Freedom. And The Sound of Freedom shows just how deprived man can be. It shows the sex trade. It shows what goes on today. And it starts off by showing you little kids running about in front of the house and then motorbikes pulling up and they grab the kids and stick them on the motorbikes, stick them in containers and they find themselves in different parts of the world becoming a sex slave for the highest bidder, whoever wants. Now I'm saying this because we've been challenged with it recently for family issues we're going through, nothing to do with us, but they want us to be aware of what's going on out there. Guys, this isn't something that's happening in the third world or whatever. It's happening in the UK, in America. It's happening across the world. It's a multi-billion pound industry. And it's going on now. And all I could say, I was in tears as I watched it. I couldn't believe anyone could be involved with such a disgusting thing. But it shows just how awful man can be, depraved. Now, I'm not saying that anyone here is like that. I'm not saying that. The problem is that we do all sin, each one of us. We kind of swear, we get angry over and above what we should do, outside of righteousness. We lie, we cheat, we skive off work, and it's all sin. It's sin, and actually it does offend God. It does offend. It separates us from where God created us. He created our heart so that he would live inside. But because we sin, he had to come out. If he stayed in there while we sin, we would burst open, we would burn up. We can't handle holiness in our heart. And there's nothing that we can do about it. We're separated from God now. Came out of our heart to fall. Nothing that we can do. The good news is that God did something. We can't, but God did do something. See, the thing is that you are not perfect. I know I'm not perfect, far from it, but we are loved. And we are loved by a God whose love is far bigger than the worst sin that we have ever done, far greater than the worst transgression that we have ever done. His love is not like our love. His love is never ending. He loves us because he loves us because he loves us. He doesn't weigh up. I love you today because you was that good. I don't love you tomorrow because you're going to be that good. It's not like that. He just loves us and loves us. And all we have to do is love back. Do you want to love God back today? That's the start of it. It's what he's looking for. People that love him back. Romans 5:8 says this. God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He wrote it to us. He let us know that while we were still sinning, our worst day, he still loved to sin. Now, I don't know how you got here, but I am glad you have. And I believe it's God that drew you here today to worship him, to praise him, but to hear this message as well. Because there are some here today that you need to ask Christ into your life. You need to love him back. You need to get right with God. And he wants to give you that help, that love, that eternal life. He wants to come back into your heart to get rid of the emptiness, get rid of the loneliness, get rid of all that is wrong in your life. Love drives it all out. We just need to respond to him. But there are others here today that you need to rededicate. You know what it feels like with that guy up on earlier that Tony was talking to. I had never felt like that before. Do you remember that time? Are you still living for that God, or has something else got in the way? Are you still under his command, or is something else dominating your life now? Because God is calling you back to rededicate. You know, when I watched that film, out of tears, I'm telling you. And suddenly, this single guy was duped into sending his two kids away. If anyone ever says to you, oh, your child, he's got a job, surely, in the film industry one day, can I just take them away and take photographs? Watch the film. Do never let your kids do that. He did that, and the two kids were swiped off him. And they were taken. And they were taken into the worst places in the world. Dangerous places to go. Somehow a detective managed to get the younger boy back. Not until it was too late that he got him back. And then he went in to, again, the most, I think it was some part of South America, into the gang areas, places that you would never go to, in the middle of the jungle, which is where his little daughter was, had become a sex slave to the main guy there. And somehow he managed to get him out. He managed to get him out. And there's that scene where the father, who was distraught for months, where he didn't think he was going to get his daughter back, he got her back. And he's hugging him, and he's hugging, and there's tears. He never thought he'd get his daughter back. And the joy that was in the father, the joy to get his... And it's just the same as us, guys. When we come back to the Father, it's like there is a party going all in all of heaven. He's so overjoyed about it because the reality is that this world beats us up. This world gets the better of us. I'm not the only one that this life has made a mess. So often it's what happens every day seems to be a struggle. Anyone there, put your hands up if you know every day is a struggle. It is, and it tears us apart when we come back to the Father. Oh, there is joy. Oh, he is partying in heaven. The whole of heaven has a party, and you get a glimpse of that there. And that's what it means to God when we come back to him, when we decide to love him rather than the world. We put him first. Then he doesn't leave us there. Too many Christians leave it there, guys. We come to faith, come to church once a week, and that is it. And really isn't about that, guys. It's really not. You see, God builds us up. God helps us to become the person that we're supposed to be. Wasn't it wonderful to see Demi getting up here earlier saying, I never thought that I'd ever stand in front of people giving a testimony. What an amazing testimony, guys. Come on. But God builds us up. In Romans 8:11, it says this, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead works in you. So the power that worked in Jesus, when he was dead, God came in and arose him from the dead. That is available to each one of us today, to you and to me. And it says there, to give life to their mortal bodies, to give life to you, to give life to me. And who needs more life today? Do you need a bit of life from God today? Lord, I pray for every person in this room today. Let your spirit come, God. Let it come. Fill their hearts. Give them life, Lord. Give us life. We need it, God. Life, God. Life, God, from you today. God wants to strengthen you today. He wants to encourage you today. He wants to build you up today. That's what Resurrection Day is all about. He's such an extravagant God, such a good God. You see, we all need this. We all need God's help in our lives. But the first thing when I've said that would come into your mind is, yeah, but I don't know about me. He doesn't know my position. He doesn't know what I'm going through. I don't know whether his life would help me there, this resurrection life that you're talking about, Clive. Extravagant God, such a good God. In Luke 12, he says this. He said, it is my pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's his rule and reign and power in our lives. He wants to give you that. So the question is, what does that look like in it? Well, it means we start to trust him with his promises. And there are 8,000 different promises for us in his Bible. But if you are broken today, Jesus said, I have come to heal the brokenhearted. If you are addicted, if you've got habits, things that you keep doing that you don't want to do anything, why did I do that again? God's power, his power of Christ will set you free from that. Jesus promised that. Maybe you're financially broken. God will provide. And I've trusted him for 30 odd years now, and he's never let me down. Or maybe you're lonely. John 14 tells us this, that I will never leave you or forsake you. I will come to you. I'm going to be right there with you with what you're going through today. Isaiah 43 says this, that when you pass through the waters, they will not drown you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you pass through the fire, it will not consume you. For I am your God. I am your Savior. And to make him our Savior today, to help us in our lives. You say, God is your Savior. As we turn to him, if you ask him, just think this, if God can raise Jesus from the dead, which he did, he can resurrect a broken marriage. He can resurrect a torn relationship. He can resurrect a failing business. He can resurrect a failing career. Or he can resurrect a dream that has been unmet. You see, the answer, guys, is Jesus. The greatest deal in the whole universe is on offer today. Out of hurt and pain and loneliness and suffering and loss and torment. Better way of life. It's the way of life. And it's free and it's available for all those that would accept Jesus today. That's what we're celebrating. That's what we're here for today. And I ask you to...